Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi terms artificial intelligence a defining force writing the code for humanity in this century. Highlights its transformative impact at AI Action Summit in Paris. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says role of business between India and France is expanding as bilateral relationship matures. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes that India is leading the world in education, research, healthcare, and manufacturing of medicines in Unani system. Government's focus is on bringing prosperity to villages along with agriculture, MSMEs, investment and exports as growth engines, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says in Lok Sabha. At least 55 people killed by militia fighters in Ituri province of Congo. And Pankaj Advani bags 36th national title at Indian Snooker Championship. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted AI's transformative impact, calling it a defining force that is writing the code for humanity in this century, co-chairing the AI Action Summit with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris today. Prime Minister Modi emphasized the need for global cooperation to ensure AI benefits all of humanity.
AI is already reshaping our polity, our economy, our security, and even our society. AI is writing the code for humanity in this century. But it is very different from other technology milestones in human history. AI is developing at an unprecedented scale and speed, and being adopted and deployed even faster.
Mr. Modi also called for making the global partnership for AI more inclusive, ensuring that the Global South's priorities and concerns are addressed. Showcasing India's leadership in AI adoption, the Prime Minister spoke about India's digital public infrastructure, which has modernized governance and transformed lives for 1.4 billion people at minimal cost. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's commitment to developing AI for public good with a strong focus on inclusivity. He underscored AI's potential to improve millions of lives.
AI can help transform millions of lives by improving health, education, agriculture, and so much more. It can help create a world in which the journey to sustainable development goals becomes easier and faster. To do this, we must pull together resources and talent. We must develop open source systems that enhance trust and transparency. We must democratize technology and create people-centric applications.
Prime Minister Modi lauded the decision to establish the AI Foundation and the Council for Sustainable AI, congratulating the French president for leading these efforts. He assured India's full support in advancing responsible and inclusive AI governance. In a major announcement, the Prime Minister said, India is ready to host the next AI Action Summit. The AI Action Summit in Paris concluded with the adoption of the leader's statement. Now we go over live to our correspondent Rajadurai, who is covering the Prime Minister's France visit. Rajadurai, could you round up for us the outcome of the AI Action Summit held in Paris?
Well, sir, with artificial intelligence transforming industries worldwide, the leaders at the summit focused on striking a balance between innovation and ethical responsibility. The AI Action Summit concluded with the adoption of the leader statement. And in the statement, India has endorsed the leader's statement on inclusive and sustainable AI. And India also given a commitment for using AI for public interest. And India also backed the establishment of AI Foundation and joined the coalition for sustainable AI. This is to align AI development with the environmental and sustainable goals. And after the AI Action Summit briefing the media, the MeitY Secretary S. Krishnan announced that India will host the next AI Summit later this year. And it was also accepted by the host country, France. And he said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's insistence, it was also decided to expand the global partnership on AI to make it more inclusive. Overall, the summit projected a positive outlook for India, not only for India, the global south and the world. It has sparked a wide discussion on the ethical and responsible use of AI. That is a very good positive outcome from this summit.
Right. Also, sum up for us the highlights of the Prime Minister's address at the summit.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave a very impactful address. Prime Minister lauded the decision to establish the AI Foundation and the Coalition for Sustainable AI. And he congratulated French President Emmanuel Macron for leading this effort. He assured India's full support in advancing responsible and inclusive AI governance. In a major announcement, the Prime Minister said India is hosting this AI summit this year. And PM Modi also called for making a global partnership for AI to make it more inclusive. And the Prime Minister touched on democratizing technology and building people-centric applications. That is very important. And he also highlighted India's digital success. India has built a digital public infrastructure for over 1.4 billion people. That will be an example for every country. And the Prime Minister also proudly noted that India is developing AI for public good. He also talked about India's AI mission. And he said that India is ready to share its expertise to ensure that AI future is good and used for everyone. While some worry about machines outperforming humans, he reminded us that only humans hold the heat to collective future.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Rajadurai, for bringing us all those details. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said the role of business between India and France is expanding as the bilateral relationship matures. Speaking at the inaugural session of the 14th India-France CEO Forum in Paris this evening, Dr. Jayashankar highlighted that India and France are two nations with a tradition of independent mindsets.
Our ties are trust-driven and value-based. They have developed a very high level of comfort. That, in turn, allows us to contemplate a very broad range of domains for cooperation. Quality of our strategic partnership encourages the ambitious nature of our agenda. So the more we do with each other, the more we strengthen our positions, and equally important, help stabilize the global economy in volatile and uncertain times.
Dr. Jayashankar remarked that India and France are moving from a buyer-seller phase towards deeper collaboration. He added that Make in India has opened up new possibilities. President Draupadi Murmu has said that today India has a leading position in the world in terms of education, research, healthcare, and manufacturing of medicines in the Unani system. Inaugurating the two-day international conference on Unani Day in New Delhi this evening, the president said today the Unani system of medicine is not used as much in Yunnan or Greece and the countries of Central Asia as it is in India. She expressed happiness that researchers and practitioners associated with the Unani system are adopting useful aspects of modern methods and technology.
हमारे देश में स्वास्थ्य के प्रति समग्र दृष्टिकोण अपनाया जाता है विभिन्न चिकित्सा पद्धतियों को समुचित सम्मान देते हुए उन्हें सशक्त बनाने का प्रयास किया जा रहा है नेशनल हेल्थ पॉलिसी 2017 के अनुसार यूनानी सहित आयुष चिकित्सा प्रणालियों को मुख्य धारा में लाने पर विशेष जोर दिया जा रहा है नेशनल कमीशन फॉर इंडियन सिस्टम ऑफ मेडिसिन के दिशा निर्देश में अनेक यूनानी चिकित्सा के शिक्षण संस्थानों में अध्ययन और शोध कार्य चल रहा है यूनानी मेडिकल कॉलेज में एमडी और पीएचडी प्रोग्राम भी शुरू कर रहे हैं
Union Minister for Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav said the government remains committed to advancing the development of Unani medicine and other Indian systems of medicine, ensuring that they contribute meaningfully to public welfare and the overall health of the global community. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, Follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has asserted that the government is focusing on bringing prosperity to villages along with making agriculture, MSMEs, investment and exports the growth engines. She said that in the Union Budget 2025-26, emphasis has been laid on increasing agricultural production in the 100 most backward districts in the country. The minister stated this while replying to the discussion on the Union Budget in the Lok Sabha this evening. She said the effective capital expenditure is 4.3% and the fiscal deficit is 4.4% of the GDP, indicating that the government is using all borrowed resources for financing effective capital expenditure and creating capital assets. She added that the Union Budget 2025-26 balances national development necessities with fiscal priorities. She said the General Budget 2025-26 has come at a time of immense uncertainties and changes in the global macroeconomic environment. Ms. Sitharaman said India continues to be the fastest growing economy.
The Union Budget for 25-26 has sought to address these immediate challenges facing the domestic economy in the global context. It also rolls out a futuristic path for transforming India into Viksit Bharat. Our main goals in this budget are to accelerate goals, our growth, secure inclusive development, invigorate private sector investments, and uplift household sentiments.
Earlier participating in the discussion, Akhilesh Yadav of the Samajwadi Party alleged that the fruits of welfare schemes are not reaching the people at the ground level. Saleng Sangma of Congress criticised the Union Budget, saying it has failed to address the key problems in the country, including in the fields of agriculture, education and urban development. Shrikant Shinde of Shiv Sena highlighted that the Union Budget has taken care of the interests of every section of society. Several other members also spoke during the discussion. The Lok Sabha was adjourned to meet again on Thursday. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the General Budget 2025-26. Participating in the discussion, Bhagwat Karad of BJP said the fiscal deficit was brought down by 0.4% due to proactive measures taken by the government. Taking part in the discussion, Praful Patel of NCP expressed confidence that the country will become the third largest economy in the world in the coming years under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Arun Singh of the BJP observed that this budget is pro-poor and will help increase the income of farmers and generate employment opportunities for the youth. On the other hand, independent MP Kapil Sibal alleged that the government did not pay sufficient attention to two important sectors, education and health. Several other members also spoke on the budget. The discussion will continue on Thursday. Both Houses of Parliament will not sit tomorrow due to holiday on the occasion of Sant Ravidas Jayanti. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed the Border Security Force to ensure zero infiltration by strengthening the border grid and using advanced technologies. Mr. Shah chaired the high-level meetings in New Delhi today to review the security scenario in Jammu and Kashmir. In Congo, at least 55 civilians were killed in an attack by militia fighters on a cluster of villages and a camp for displaced people in Ituri province. India's most accomplished QAist, Pankaj Advani, has once again demonstrated his acumen by securing 36th overall national title at the Indian Snooker Championship and 10th men's snooker crown at the Yashwant Club in Madhya Pradesh. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi terms artificial intelligence a defining force writing the code for humanity in this century, highlights its transformative impact at AI Action Summit in Paris. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says role of business between India and France is expanding as bilateral relationship matures. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes that India is leading the world in education, research, healthcare and manufacturing of medicines in Yunani system. Government's focus is on bringing prosperity to villages along with agriculture, MSMEs, investment and exports as growth engines, Finance Minister says in Lok Sabha. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.